Vignette number 27. And Zen is right here, teaching stories and anecdotes of Shunju Suzuki. Suzuki Roshi's answer to my "what is enlightenment?" question was to laugh and say, "You see, it's the monkey mind, trying to understand enlightenment with the monkey mind." That was Steve Stroud at Tassajara around 1969. Monkey mind, you might be familiar with that phrase. That is a way of describing mind that's unsettled, that's restless, like a monkey hopping from branch to branch. Now, it's fine to use our minds, of course, to hop from branch to branch. We can do whatever we want. But the implication of the phrase monkey mind is that we do it uncontrollably. We can't stop doing it. So, he's saying, well, you can't understand enlightenment with a mind that's hopping from branch to branch. And he might have further said that only enlightenment understands enlightenment. He used to say, hey, don't think you sit Zazen, Zazen sit Zazen. So there's a little leap there, a gap, it seems, but there is no gap from monkey mind to enlightenment, because he could have just easily have said, well, the monkey mind is enlightenment, the monkey mind is Buddha, but the monkey mind is a mind that doesn't know it because it's busy hopping from branch to branch. So with the Zazen and practice, extending Zazen, extending our meditation into our daily life, and persevering with our steady and calming down and just being ourselves and learning to have some time where we're just being. Don't have to do it all the time. Not good to do it all the time. Not recommended. But sometime. You know, some of the strictest teachers only recommended, what is it? Ramana Maharshi suggested 2 hours a day of meditation. A very strict Theravadan teacher here recommends, here in Indonesia, she's located near Jakarta. She recommends 1 hour of walking and 1 hour of sitting meditation in the morning and in the evening. So that's a lot. That's a lot to take on. And that's for a layperson, you know. But that's not telling you to do it all the time. But then, as a result of that, or working with that, of course, one extends whatever one gets out of doing that, just sort of by osmosis, into one's daily life. So it is possible for the monkey not to be jumping from branch to branch compulsively. This has been another Cuke Audio mini podcast. I'm your host, DC Buba of Cuc Audio and Cuc Archives, with Doggett Bandita and Feline Cuchita, and soon hopefully with dear lovely Katrinka, wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.